Can't beat Raven.
Debbie, I got a good feeling about this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
We have $1,200 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Rachel McAdams turned down the role of Andrea Sachs in The Devil Wears Prada 3 times, the director said. Who eventually took that role?
Anne Hathaway.
Number two, Girl Scouts say they have a surplus of 15 million unsold cookies because of the pandemic and declining memberships. What is the name of the peanut butter sandwich cookie that has crunchy oatmeal on the outside and creamy peanut butter inside?
Oh, I like these. Do-si-dos.
Me too. Number three, Justin Bieber and Megan Thee Stallion will headline, among others, at Jay-Z's Made in America Music Festival over Labor Day weekend. In what city is that festival held?
Oh, Chicago.
Number four, Salma Hayek said that her pet owl once coughed up a rat hairball on Harry Styles' head. Weird story. Salma Hayek voiced Kitty Softpaws in what 2011 animated movie?
Oh, Puss in Boots. I don't know.
And number five, Beauty and the Beast is getting a musical prequel series on Disney Plus. It'll focus on Gaston. But who is his sidekick?
The candle.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Debbie got 3 out of 5.
Okay, Debbie. Not too bad. Let's see how I do. $1,200.
Number one, Rachel McAdams turned down the role of Andrea Sachs in The Devil Wears Prada 3 times, the director said. Who eventually took that role?
Anne Hathaway.
Yes. Number two, Girl Scouts say they have a surplus of 15 million unsold cookies because of the pandemic and declining memberships.
Wow.
What is the name of the peanut butter cookie sandwich that has crunchy oatmeal on the outside and creamy peanut butter inside?
Do-si-dos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you were going to get confused with tagalongs.
I eat them both.
I know.
I enjoy them both.
Yeah.
I envisioned a tagalong and knew that wasn't it.
Number three, Justin Bieber and Megan Thee Stallion will headline, among others, at Jay-Z's Made in America Music Festival over Labor Day weekend. And what city is that held?
Well, I'm going to take a guess and say that it's New York.
No, it's Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Number four, Salma Hayek said that her pet owl once coughed up a rat hairball on Harry Styles. Salma Hayek voiced Kitty Softpaws in what 2011 animated movie?
Kitty Softpaw, I'll guess. It would have to be the spinoff of Shrek, right? Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
Yes!
I really wanted him not to get that. I really didn't, because I don't think he has a shot.
It's a good thing
dark.
I'm so humble.
Yeah. Woo! All right. How about number five, though? Beauty and the Beast is getting a musical prequel series on Disney Plus. It'll focus on Gaston. Who is his sidekick? You have no idea.
It was like a teacup, right?
No, it was not a teacup. It was not a candlestick. It was not Maurice. No, it was LeFou.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
LeFou? All right. Well, you guys tied at 3. What that does, Debbie, is that'll get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt. I'm sorry. I can't give you the cash.
You sure it wasn't a teacup?
Well, that's okay.
It's not a teacup.
All right.
All right. What was the teacup's name?
I don't know. Tea.
Mrs. Potts. What was her son's name? Chip. Okay, yeah.
Okay, wait, I won.
Thank you for playing, Debbie.
This is Debbie, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Debbie. Hold on.
Thanks.
We're going to give Raven's brain a few days off, so we'll come back on Tuesday with that jackpot at $1,300.